This week on Director's Cut Radio, a documentary about one man's quest to run 63 marathons across America in 63 consecutive days to help raise awareness about the rare and fatal disease ataxia telangiectasia. It's called a feat, as an accomplishment, and it's from 2009. Here are some highlights.
You know, this first week, I figure first week or two are going to be a bit choppy.
Today, the predicted high is between 97 to 100.
Yeah.
And you're going to be running in the heat of the day.
I think when this first thing came up, we all went, yeah, right. You know, let him just entertain this fantasy and he'll get over it. You know, Tim's a dreamer and he's always got these wild, crazy ideas that's going around his head. We just thought maybe this was another one of those.
Joining us now are the makers of Feat, Wisconsin natives Deb and Brad Carr. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to be
Thanks
here.
For having us.
This must have been destiny for you two, because this is a very rare disease, AT, that not a lot of people have heard of, and we'll get to that in a minute. But you first became aware of this disease in college at UW Oshkosh, and then later in life, just before you made this film.
Well, we've been first introduced to a family in Freedom, Wisconsin, whose two of their three children were impacted with the disease. And fast forward 10 years, we're living and working in Los Angeles in television production, and we learned that this endurance runner was going to set out to run 63 consecutive marathons to raise awareness for ataxia telangiectasia and the nonprofit AT Children's Project. And the two of us looked at each other and said, this would make a phenomenal story, and what an opportunity to raise awareness of AT.
At UW Oshkosh, we started a telethon, which has become an annual event, and we try to make our life goal to help families with AT.
2.5 months of your life you devote to this project. You must have felt like you were on a marathon yourself, or 63 marathons, I should say.
It was certainly a challenge. Tim would run for 4 to 6 hours. Then we would pack up our gear, get some exit interviews, and then we would drive anywhere from 30 miles to sometime as far as, I think, 400 or 500 miles, and then we'd do it again the next day. So just the logistics alone involved in tracking him across the U.S. in 63 consecutive days was exhausting, but it was also exhilarating, and every day we met a new AT family that had an amazing story, and that's the same motivation that kept us going as filmmakers, and I think that's also what gave Tim the energy to complete each day's 26.2-mile route.
Well, I think when we went into it, we had grand intentions of getting funded by the documentary channel or the history channel or some outlet for broadcasting this. And in the end of the day, when the tour was starting, we hadn't funded that. So we decided, okay, we're going to do this ourselves. We're going to go guerrilla. We're going to get our own camera, and we're going to just use our SUV, and we're going to track him. Like, we can do this. It can be done.
Tell us a little bit about AT.
AT stands for ataxia telangiectasia. It's a rare neurodegenerative disease that attacks in early childhood. Both parents must have a recessive gene, and then your child has a 1 in 4 chance of contracting AT. Around the age of 2 is when you notice some problems with their balance. Most children are in wheelchairs by age 10, and they often don't survive too far into their mid-20s. It's best described as a disease that combines symptoms of cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, immune deficiencies, and combines them all into one. And we know of 6 families here in the state of Wisconsin who have family members diagnosed with AT.
Brad and Deb Carr, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Friday night is Popcorn Night in Wisconsin. You can catch Director's Cut tomorrow night at 9 on Wisconsin Public Television.